Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Meeting for the first time, Elad Gross. He is the Democratic candidate for Missouri Attorney General. I already like you. I'm already endorsing you. That's all it took.
Wow, it's done. All right, I'll see you guys later.
He's funny.
Pop your head in.
He's got a cool name. Andrew Bailey's mean. That's all I need to know.
Wow, this is going really well.
Yeah, we should stop right now.
I think we're done. I think we're done, guys. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
So I ask how it's going. You're like, I woke up in Higginsville this morning.
I did, yeah.
And here I am.
I woke up in Higginsville, before 5 a.m. because I had to be on the road pretty early. Yeah, and here we are. Yeah, we've been traveling all over the state. I've had, so I broke the first car on this campaign. I'm on car number two now.
55,000 miles.
This one, we're at 59. Yeah, 59,000. Wow. Almost at 60. I'm almost out of all my warranties.
Like, it's one of those things that politicians say, like, I've covered the state of Missouri. You've covered the state of Missouri.
No, I've actually done that. Yeah, a lot.
Well, introduce yourself to the KMOX audience. Tell them all about yourself.
Yeah, great. So, well, my name's Elad Gross. I am Missouri. I was born here. I've lived here my whole life. Grew up in U City. It's actually the 20th anniversary of our football state championship. Clayton Greyhound. As you can tell, I was really, really good on the bench, like a really good bench player. Anyway, we won that. And I went to WashU for law school here, started working for the attorney general right after law school. I was an assistant attorney general of the state of Missouri back when Chris Koster was the attorney general.
Yeah.
And when I left the office, I volunteered with the public defender system. I had a bunch of friends who were there and they were so overloaded, they needed volunteers to come in. And I'm a civil rights and constitutional law attorney. I sued the government when they violate our civil liberties. And
good for you.
That's what I would like to do as our attorney general, too.
Were you in the nice law school building?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was in the bad one.
Oh, were you really?
I was in the mud building.
Yeah. No, there's stories about
literally
mud,
when I went there for my first time, I thought it was where they kept like big mowers and things like that. Because everything looks like Hogwarts, and then you have this horrible concrete behemoth.
Yeah, everything is Hogwarts over there.
How
now,
did you
I
like
think.
WashU?
That was cool. Yeah, it was good. I actually like law school more than undergrad, to be honest with you.
I did too.
Yeah,
it
I really did.
Really interesting. And you had one test per year.
Yes, that was maybe a little bit more nerve wracking. But I came in, so I took some time in between because I was working with kids in the St. Louis Public School District, started a nonprofit and did a lot of summer programming. So I came in with I almost quit the first day. So the first day I was sitting, I'm like, oh man, everybody's in suits and what are we really doing to help anybody? And it was Judge Zell Fisher, who's on the Supreme Court here in Missouri. He gave the corniest speech in the world. And he said, if you're not here for justice, then just get up and give that seat to someone who is. And I thought, oh, this is great. Everybody's like, oh, we came here to make money. What is that? I'm like, no, this is what I wanted. So I stuck around, and actually I was working on the nonprofit while I was there. I actually was I hired interns who were my classmates to come work on my nonprofit. I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it a lot.
So tell us what the attorney general does, because I think a lot of people don't really understand that. I really think they think that they're the general of attorneys,
right?
Like that they're marshaling the forces and a symbol, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. No, it's a pretty complicated office with a whole lot of authority. So, you know, on the federal level, you have an attorney general who is appointed by the president. But when we elect an attorney general, like most states do, that attorney general is not supposed to be the attorney for the governor or the attorney for big government or whatever else. It's supposed to be the attorney for the people of the state of Missouri. And that's another check within our system, within the executive branch itself. So it kind of depends. So the attorney general can structure the office however they want to. But normally there's these different divisions. There's different focus areas. So that would be going after scam callers. That's the number one complaint that comes to that office every year. Consumer protection generally, going after fraud. I think we should have a civil rights division at the office like most other states already do. We used to have an environmental and conservation division there. Almost every other state does. So there's a lot, and it also plays a very big role in trying to coordinate statewide resources to deal with violent crime and make sure that prosecutors and really community members have access to the resources they need. So I see it very much as being a much more interactive. You will know what your attorney general is doing when I'm your attorney general. It should be a lot more transparent. You should know who your attorney is. And if you don't, that's a big red flag. Maybe think about switching who that person is.
Are there, which are you more concerned with when it comes to Andrew Bailey, the incumbent? Is it the things he has pursued, the way he's pursued them, or a little bit of both?
Oh, it's probably a lot of bit of both. I mean, look, I still don't get it. because he's doing this just like as of still this week. He's trying to keep innocent people in prison, like multiple, right? So you've had multiple people who've been exonerated. There was one guy, Christopher Dunn, here in St. Louis, right? 4 years ago, a judge said, you shouldn't be here. We made a mistake, but I can't release you because Missouri's law is so bad. The only way I could let you go right now is if you were on death row. And we made national news for how stupid our law. The legislature changed the law, which was great. Like, that doesn't happen every day. And when they went to try to get this guy out, Andrew Bailey still opposed that. I mean, to the point that this guy was ordered to be released by the court, and he was calling, and he did this multiple times, he's calling prison wardens to tell them don't ignore the court order and don't release these people. So Sandra Hemme, she was in prison for 43 years for a crime that she didn't commit. The St. Joseph Police Department, they opposed her being kept in prison. It looks like a police officer actually framed her for murder, and she just got out. Despite what the attorney general did, and he appealed, he said, send her back to prison. And thankfully, the appellate court said that his argument bordered on the absurd and refused to do what he was asking. So hopefully he's done with that case. But he's continued to do things like this during his term.
What do you think the people who support him, obviously a lot of Republicans out there, a lot of MAGA people, do you think that's mostly it? Do you think that maybe they think he's doing things that he's not really doing?
I think there's a lot of folks who don't know. I mean, look, I've got a lot of folks who are voting for Donald Trump, and they're also voting for me. Actually, there's a few folks that I've talked to who the only Democrat they're voting for in this election is for me. And that's because they have seen what the attorney general is or is not doing in a lot of cases. I mean, that's a lot of wasted money. That's a lot of our money that's just going down the toilet because this guy sometimes doesn't know how to do his job. I mean, when you look at the office when I worked there, we had about 200 assistant attorneys general working for people in the state of Missouri. And now it's about half of that number because people don't want to work. You get in trouble for working there. You get sanctioned by the court like they did over in the Kansas City area. I mean, he botches cases over and over again. Who wants to be the attorney whose job is to say this person who's innocent needs to stay in prison? Nobody wants to do that. So, yeah, I think, look, I think when folks know what is happening in that office, they have a very different perspective. And a lot of folks especially the people who've seen the consequences of his failures and how much money he's wasting, they are really upset and they want a new attorney general.
Talking to Elad Gross here, Democratic candidate for Missouri attorney general. So as you well know, the narrative is that the Republicans are the real men with the big arms and they're tough and the Democrats are sissies. And what about people who are afraid that you won't be tough enough on crime?
Yeah, I mean, look, the current attorney general says a lot of stuff, and he doesn't really do much. Right now, he is defending a law that is unconstitutional. It's been ruled unconstitutional at every level, and that law would defund police departments that work with federal agents to stop violent crime. And in fact, that has had consequences within his own office. Eric Schmidt, who was the attorney general before him, he had an initiative called the Safer Streets Initiative that worked with the Department of Justice to go after violent crime, and especially here in St. Louis and in Kansas City. And Andrew Bailey got rid of that, partly because he's arguing about this stupid law that he's trying to defend that makes no sense in the world. So, I mean, this guy doesn't have a plan to deal with violent crime. He's been an abysmal failure in that area. I actually am the only candidate for this office who has a plan to deal with that. So, one, we have to make sure that prosecutors have the resources they need. Folks have to be held accountable when they are committing violence. I've had a kid, I mean, many of us who have worked here in the city, but I've had a student of mine who was shot and killed the day before first grade in front of his two sisters in Hyde Park. And if you're not even trying to prevent that violence before it's happening, you don't have a real plan. And so we need prosecutions, but we also need investment in our communities. And I think the attorney general should be leading the charge on that. Mike Parson, the governor, agrees with me, and he's asked the attorney general to do that. And he doesn't. It's not a priority for him. So it will certainly be a priority when I'm there.
And you're friends with Ian Mackey.
I am friends with Ian Mackey.
Great state rep. The top,
great state rep. Yeah. Great state rep. Yeah.
What is it in your background, whether it's personal background or legal background, that you think uniquely qualifies you for this job?
Well, I think if you look, and it's tough because I talk to folks all the time who are just like, how am I supposed to trust you? Why would I trust? Everybody says nice things and then they get in there and they do something else. I've had a long career now where my job has been to represent the interests of the people of Missouri, whether that's defending our sunshine law against big government that's trying to take away our ability to see our own records. I mean, I've got the landmark decision on that called Gross v. Parson. I am the gross guy on that one. So, I mean, I've had a long career where for me, it's really been about how do we serve the people of the state of Missouri. And so I would encourage folks to look that up. But Missouri is my home. And I mean, it's something that's really important to me. And I think that we need to do a much better job. And I got involved in politics because of my work with kids. And if we're not making sure that every child in Missouri has opportunity, we're doing something wrong. So that's what really motivates me through all
of
this.
And if people want to learn more about you, where do they go?
Yeah, go to eladgross.org. That's E-L-A-D-G-R-O-S-S. If you can't remember, it's a lot like Dale backwards and gross like disgusting. And if you go to daledisgusting.com, you'll get to that website too.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Isn't it weird that I was friends with Brad, the lead singer?
Yeah, that's
so
interesting.
Wild to me. Mm-hmm. I used to be at Bob Mutz's house playing drums to this when I was in ninth grade. And just marveling at Brad Delp's voice. And then later on, I meet him, we become pals, and lost him to suicide as well.
Mm.
Very sad. So sad.
I honestly did not know that until just now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know the story.
He pinned a note to his shirt that said, in French, I'm a lonely soul.
Oh.
I know, right?
Just, jeez.
So hard. Got a stairway in you?
Sure. This will be pretty quick, so let's just go ahead with this. So a lot of groups of people are getting involved in politics, you know, with the presidential election coming up and everything going on. There's a subreddit of witches.
Nice.
That are not happy that their spells aren't working against Trump.
Hmm.
Says, I want to read this. So this is from a witch on Reddit. I don't want to read the name because I don't need
that smoke.
I don't like how it sounds, so I'm just going to do that.
Okay.
But it says, some other witches have mentioned that doing spells directly against Trump are not as effective as we might hope, as he seems to have some kind of protection around him. A freezer spell against the Project 2025 would likely be useful, but I wouldn't give him any more attention right now because he hates being ignored. And it goes on and on and on about spells don't work. What are we talking about?
Well, they're witches. That's their whole
thing. But they're not really. I mean, we're cosplaying, right? Like,
Kevin, why
spells
do you think
are not real.
Why do you think he lost in 2020?
Mm. Oh, was it the witches?
Could have been the witches.
The spells aren't working, but he's got protection now.
I take on a lot of people on this show. I wouldn't take on the witches.
I know. I'm over here like,
they're not real.
I feel like someone's going to put a spell on wheels now.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'll back him up. Kevin and I will do anti-magic against the
You play the magic.
But like, they're...
Yeah, that's why I know all the spells.
The people doing this is they're doing this for fun, right?
No.
No,
like they think their
serious
spells work.
Yes. They're deadly serious.
What? Couldn't you then provide evidence that they work?
Well,
like, I put a spell on this, and this happened, and therefore it works, as opposed to, dang it, they're just not working. Well, I wonder why.
You know a witch. You just don't know it.
I do.
Yep.
Who should I be talking to?
Mark Reardon.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say it.
Next time you see Mark, picture him with, like, a big robe and a big...
I'm going to go knock on his door.
Hat, pondering an orb.
Hey, Mark, was that you posting about the spells not working?
So is there any fraction of your being that allows for the possibility of it being real?
No.
Okay.
If it were, well, I mean, like,
he's about to get cursed.
With all of the centuries of...
Boy, oh boy, is he going to be a newt.
With all of the... I'll come in tomorrow. I'll look like the gecko from Geico.
Let's go!
Totally ripped newt.
All of the centuries...
He'd love it. Are you kidding me?
Of people believing in this stuff, and you can't demonstrate that it works.
Well, I mean, I don't know what
Rach,
to say.
Rach and I are like, don't.
You guys are just
man.
Like, I don't want any smoke. I'm like, there is no smoke, guys.
Well, there. I mean, it's kind of like what we were talking about with the... It's not like this, but it's kind of like this. When I was saying, like, maybe you shouldn't try to bring people back from the dead. Maybe there are just things that we just don't know. Like, I'm a big believer in... There are things that humans are not meant to know. And...
Like algebra.
I would rather just leave it alone. And... I don't know. I guess I leave a little room for like a witch casting a spell on me. Like I leave a little room for like
room.
Maybe I don't know about
I'm
that.
I'm an agnostic. I leave a lot of room.
I'm going to vote strongly on the magic's not real.
I would like I would like to have a spell cast upon me. Maybe not a bad one.
What is wrong with the two of you?
Not a bad one. I would just maybe a spell of good, good.
Well, you're
humors.
Not going the right way by saying
right.
that
you're
there's
insulting
no such
the witches.
Thing.
Cast a spell that makes me want to drink water. That would fix a lot of problems for me.
Now, what if you just decide to drink water? Is it the spell or is it you?
It would be the spell.
Now, I wouldn't deny that there are people who do believe things and then their mind can manifest belief and then that's what's causing them
Let me
to
ask
do
you
something.
This. Big question.
Yeah.
Do you see any difference? You see any light between witches and what they believe and religion?
Yeah, a little bit. Not a whole lot, but a little bit in that the claims that I'm reading on a Reddit or that I'm hearing about how these things work, they actually claim that it works. Like you can do it and you'll get a result, as opposed to leaving it in the hands of God, essentially, who will exercise His will at His will, not necessarily on your command. I think there's a difference in the way that it's presented. So one thing is more like it's out of our hands. We're just going to ask for help versus if I say these words,
yeah,
that's going to make this thing happen.
You're going to make a great swole newt. That's all I have to say.
I'll be the swolest newt ever.